Blog Talk Radio.
We have it all, Mark.
This one we need.
Blog Talk Radio, Rail and Randy Showman. We here today, Reggae Wednesday. Rest in peace, Fife, from the Tribe Called Quest. Rest in peace, Mom. Good man.
If you really need a hug, Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip of the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the tribe flies high like a dove.
Appreciate the listeners and the guys that are coming.
Most definitely, man. Welcome to the Rel and Randy Show. If you guys want to call in today, make sure you hit us up, 516-418-5758. And as my good friend Mike pointed out last week, that is right there on the homepage, so you can't miss it. But if you want to email us...
No excuses.
No excuses at all.
No excuses, Mom.
Email Relo, N, the letter N, Rando at gmail.com. Hit us up if you got a story you want us to cover. If you have anything you've got going on in your life, you need some solid advice on all that stuff. Anything like that, we're here for you guys. Facebook is Rel and Randy, www.facebook.com/RelandRandy, the letter N. Twitter, same thing, Rel and Randy. And our IG as well is Rel and Randy.
Come on down to 801 Lee Street. We have jerk chicken. We got our barbecue chicken, baked chicken, curry chicken. Come on down and get some free food, guys, and listening to the show. Good show today. We're going to talk about the sports, music. We got a few segments today we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the double standard with homosexual young females and males today. We're also going to talk about the proper, improper friendships in relationships. You know, a lot of shady shit be going on, Mom, and we're going to talk about it today on the show. I got my reggae accent on all day today, y'all, so just love it today because I'm feeling the music.
Hey, listen, you just need to keep going, man.
I'm going to do it all.
Listen,
day.
Man.
We're going live right now on Facebook as I speak.
We're going live on Facebook?
Going live on Facebook right now.
Hey,
so if you're on the Facebook, check us out.
Hey, we got to do it big, man. Listen, it's season two. We got to be seasoned. We've been seasoned one time. One side's been seasoned. The other side, that's when we flip this shit.
You got to flip it and season it. You can't put the jerk seasoning or the curry seasoning on one side. You got to put it on both sides of the chicken, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm telling you.
Man,
rest in peace,
Fife Dawg, man. Listen, man. Dies at age 45. They said that he went through a few medical complications as far as they kind of went into that, but they were talking about how he had a kidney transplant in 2008, and I guess they had some type of, you know, whatever, complications. And, yeah, he passed away today, man. Hip-hop community, we lost a great one. It's tough, but, hey, got to keep it moving.
Put your headphones on, man. You can't come in the studio and not have
your
headphones on.
You got to get, hold on.
We're going to plug in. Don't worry. Yes, like he said, Fight from the Tribe Called Quest passed away. So sad loss to the to the music, to the music, to the music industry. Everyone, shout out Fife.
Shout out.
Other in other news, we're gonna talk about our sports, man. A-Rod, everyone, all my Yankee fans, A-Rod is retiring the 2017. I can't do it that long,
No,
it's kind of hard. The 2017 season, A-Rod is gonna be retiring. What else we got in new? Mayweather, that's the big one. Mayweather. He's trying to say that he's not going to do a comeback, but he's been training. And
That man's a boxer, man. You train your whole life.
Exactly. But his trainer was like, he has Triple G in his mind because he's an undefeated guy, blase, blase. So he wants to
fight. What is Triple G?
Glovkin, the boxer.
Oh.
The cat, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he wants it. So they're saying that he's thinking about fighting Glovkin, but he's not really saying it. But the people that's close to him kind of have in his mind, because I think he wants – basically, I think he wants to be the only undefeated boxer. Right now, no one touches him.
What's his record right now? 40
– Who, Glovkin?
No. Mayweather. What's
43 and 0? He's undefeated.
Undefeated. Doesn't matter.
So I think it's kind of – he feels like a slight challenge. So he's thinking about – they say he's been training as if that's what he's going to make an epic comeback. One fight, though. Anything is going to be Glovkin. They were speaking about that. Also, they were talking about the day in the most sports news. They're talking about LeBron and Carmelo. He was saying that he would take a pay cut if he can play with his best friends, because obviously those two are best friends, always been best friends. LeBron, he said he would take a pay cut.
He said they've always been best friends.
Yeah.
I've never heard that, but
I'm not ready. They said they've been best friends.
Listen, man, Carmelo, don't get me wrong. Now that would be great. A, LeBron is my favorite player. B, Carmelo was on my favorite basketball team in college, Syracuse. He balled crazy at Syracuse. He would do some stuff that you would never believe a college player could do. And I sat back and watched this guy, and I knew he was going to be one of the best players I ever got to watch.
Right.
But me, as far as following LeBron, I got more history with him. But if those two combined on one team, man, are you kidding me? I watch every basketball game with Cleveland with an erection, man.
Well, that's the big news. I mean, I'm not saying that's what's going to go down or whatever, but they was talking about that, and LeBron did say he would take a pay cut. He was actually – he said he would take a pay cut for Carmelo, CP3, and it was someone else. I can't remember who it was.
He'll take a pay cut for championships, you know what I'm saying?
Pretty much.
You got to turn it on, bro. Turn it on. We got a rookie in the studio.
We got a rookie in the studio today. Don't pay him no mind. It's our boy, Clayton. He's the number one receiver in the semi-pro team out here in Lake County.
Yeah, go Storm.
Shout out
man.
To him.
Word, G-ski.
Hey, shout out to the Lake County Storm. We're undefeated right now, 7-0.
Check him out.
But since we're talking about LeBron, can we please stop comparing him to Mike and Kobe? He's doing too much team switching, man.
He's been on what, two teams?
Two. Now he's talking about going to a third team.
What?
Now listen.
Man, come on.
And Kobe never left their squad, man, to get them rings,
right,
man.
True.
So can we please?
This is a long story. It's a long argument we got going on right here. But let's not pretend that Jordan didn't have it made in Chicago. Let's not pretend that he didn't have some of the second best players. If not, people argue that Rodman they argue that those guys were some of the greatest players in NBA history, which they were. Rodman and Pippen. They say Pippen could be better than Jordan.
They say Clay better than all of them, though.
All right, last little bit of our sports news we got. Hold on, I got a connection issue. Somebody wrote a comment. I was gonna read it out, but while that's coming back on, they were saying Westbrook, the third player in NBA history to record 6 triple doubles in a month.
Wow!
Just to let y'all know, Kobe, my favorite player of all time. Just to let y'all know, when he retired, Westbrook is gonna be my favorite player. He's gonna take the king hat.
Yeah,
I mess with Westbrook, man. Hard, man.
Yeah, he's
my boy.
He is a beast. I respect his game because he goes hard every single game. And you know what? And anybody else who was on a team with Durant would have been overshadowed, but not Westbrook, because he just can't handle that. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's who LeBron needs on his team. Because
No, he don't.
Listen, man.
Westbrook
whatever.
Too good for that, man.
Listen, we're gonna go jump right into our music today. Reggae Wednesday.
Reggae music. Reggae.
Yeah,
reggae.
Man. Check this out. Hey, this is a band. I'm not sure if I like them or not, to be honest. I listened to half their songs that were good and half their songs that were kind of eh. But it's a band called Stick Figure. They're pretty decent, and I like this song.
I'm gonna tell you right
Fire
now.
Horizon.
It sucks.
Okay, well, everybody's got opinions, and that's why, you know, we differ so much.
Fucking sucks. Go
Stick
ahead.
Figure, Fire on the Horizon.
You're not even real racist.
Trying to listen to these fucking guys.
I don't know what the hell that was, man, but it was not reggae. That was not a reggae song. Play some real reggae next break.
I don't know what the fuck you think that shit was, but it was definitely reggae.
Anyway, this is the Real and Randy Show, guys. If you guys watching on Facebook, this is kind of like you get the exclusive stuff, what goes on behind the scenes. Like, we just arguing just now about whether that's a real reggae song. But anyway.
That was a reggae song. I don't understand the criteria of reggae. It's got a good beat. It's got a reggae instrumental behind it. So you sitting there telling me that just because a certain person has a certain style, that it's not a particular song?
What did
song?
You say, Cliff? Was that reggae?
No, I didn't reggae.
That's what I thought. Anyway, blogtalkradio.com/Rail and Randy. You can listen to us on your phones. You can listen to us on your computers. I'm actually working on trying to get us uploaded to iTunes. So if you guys have iPhones, you can listen to it in the podcast app. The show today is brought to you by
Blue Diamond Almonds, baby.
Blue Diamond
and
Almonds.
And your boy loves
the
that wasabi
flavor.
And soy sauce. And if you ain't fucking with this wasabi and soy sauce, cuz.
Plenty of damn sodium in them. But anyway.
Keep to the left.
If you want to call in, we're going to get into some real strong topics in a little bit. If you want to call in, the number is 516-418-5758. Once again, it's the Rail and Randy Show. Today's topics, our key topics are the double standard in youthful homosexuality between boys and girls and transgenders. We also going to talk about the absence of fathers in homes. We also going to talk about the proper and improper friendships while you're in a relationship, whether you're married or you're not married. So we're going to talk about that today as well. All right. So stay tuned. We're going to get into that. We got a little, you know, where we at right now?
As far as what? Where we're diving into?
Yeah, what we're diving into
right
now.
I think we're going to dive into Brussels right now.
Okay, yeah, we're going to talk about that. I mean,
nobody's definitely excited about it, but there's a manhunt right now live on Yahoo that you guys can tune into. It's a manhunt for the suspects in the Brussels attacks. There were three attacks, right? If I'm not wrong, there was three. There was two in an airport, and there was one in the train station. And it killed 23 people and injured 270 people.
Right.
So it's pretty serious, and you can get a good look at these guys online. They have them tracked down to a certain extent. But, I had to zoom up because I thought that was some type of –
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Don't say it.
It's on my mind. But anyways, yeah, man, these guys did some damage, but it's hard to, you know what it is for me as an American watching the towers go down and hearing how many deaths and injuries were involved in that to look at attacks like these. But these are still significant, man.
Yeah, they are.
ISIS is taking credit for this. Mm-hmm. It's like they're proud of it. You know what I'm saying? So
they are.
Well, they are, yeah. They are. But
there was also attacks in Ivory Coast, I believe it was, at a resort. 22 people were killed. I think there was one in Lebanon. So
why do they call it the Ivory Coast?
Have something to do with ivory, I guess.
I don't know.
I didn't really look into that, to be honest with you. I should have, but I didn't. But
I remember, but I can't remember. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that also was attacks in those places also. It's horrible to go around. You know, I think I was telling you, When I was in Afghanistan and I didn't go through as much crap as other people went through, but you actually see the real world. You know what I'm saying? You live in America, you live so sheltered, you live this fantasy to a certain extent. Like, it's crazy stuff going on in the world, and then we be worried about award shows you know, who's playing this and that. But this stuff, like, this happens every day in someone's country.
Right.
Like, that's why I was saying literally, I was like, man,
yeah.
People are probably looking at this and like, man, somebody blew up my city yesterday.
Yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Exactly.
And people are like, oh my God. I'm not saying this is insignificant, but what I'm saying is this stuff happens all the time. You know, I hate that, you know, that we only focus on it when it's in a place like, you know,
Paris.
My boy, Chief, we'll bring you on. Well, I promise you can call. Hey, Chief, you can call right now. I'm going to shout the number out right now. Chief, you can call right now. It's my boy, Joseph Chiesa.
516-418-5758. Lock it in your phone.
You can call right now, and if you want to talk about something, you can talk about something. You want to shout us out, shout us out. But
see, the thing about the terrorist attacks, like I said, I'm not insensitive to the whole, you know, numbers game and all that stuff, because if one person dies, you know, that's a pretty big deal if their life is taken. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, you know, it's a different story if somebody passes away in their bed at 95 years old. But if somebody's life is taken as far as like a terrorist attack, that's something that people have to take as a security threat for their country, which is going to deploy people like you, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a bigger picture to these small attacks. You know what I'm saying? And definitely ISIS. ISIS is reaching out to every country around in this. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're trying to do some damage, not where they're from, but where, you know, the world. They don't
bring the fight. They bring the fight to people.
Yeah, bro,
I watched a documentary, bro. You know, it's a lot of people from New Jersey over there, ISIS, bro. I watched the documentary. Yeah,
that's crazy, man.
It's a lot of people.
Hey, we got a caller right here, man.
All right, here's a caller. We're gonna take a caller right now on the show live. I told you I can call in live.
Here we go.
516-418-5758.
Here we go. Uh oh, there we go.
All right, hello.
Welcome to the realm of Randy Shizzle.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this
hello?
Is just for Walt.
Oh, what's up?
What's up? I know what this is. Don't give me no hell.
No, I'm sorry, I don't listen to your ass. Okay.
Okay, I love you, Sal.
You're welcome.
Okay, what's up?
Oh man,
dang man.
No, this month. Nothing, man. You gotta stay tuned when we start getting into these serious conversations, all right?
I'm listening.
Okay. I'm glad you called and let me know you're listening. And you know what? That really mean a lot to me right now.
Yeah, it does. He's been down in the dumps. He needs something to lift him up.
I was in California the whole last month.
Yeah, she got a beautiful voice. I'm sure she got a beautiful face as well.
Yeah.
Man, we should put her on the radio show.
You want to get on sometimes?
Sounds pretty. Or she could get a
job
with one of those hot mics.
Huh? No, when she talks, everything stands still, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, when she talks, everything stands still. She was like locking everybody up.
She had flowing hair like a fan around her all the time.
That's when she walks in the room and starts talking. It's
wow.
Like everything goes black, spotlight on, and everyone listens.
I bet.
No.
She slapped the desk at me in class when I was in Cali, bro.
Hey, you can't do that. Can't get rowdy like that around my boy, you know.
She did.
Take offense, but
she did. I love her, though.
Oh, no, I had to put him in line. I certainly should.
She had to put me in line.
All right.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Punk you out.
Nah, we're about to get back to the show, but thank you for calling, though. But stay tuned, because we're going to talk about some stuff. I know there's some stuff you're going to want to talk about, so make sure you stay and you keep listening, okay?
If you're a smart, opinionated woman like you sound like, you can definitely call back with some stuff. I get a little bit edgy sometimes. Rel tries to bring me back down to, you know, the earth level of things. And you can just call in and get me flustered, or you can just agree with Rel, which is a horrible idea all the time. But you do what you choose. That's up to you. But thanks for calling.
No problem.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
All right. Is she country?
She's from
Raleigh, North Carolina. She was in
Cali.
The
capital of North Carolina.
She was in there. She's one of the NCOs with us. And so she's really cool, though. We needed something to get moved and we needed something to happen.
Yeah.
She made it happen.
Okay.
G-shit, for real.
Well, listen, man, we need some good women out there in the world like that, man. So, anywho. So, like I said, there's live coverage right now looking for the man. Looking for the man who did this shit. It's a manhunt for the suspects in the Brussels attacks. So, if you guys want to get online, you can check that out. It is serious. I feel bad for saying it is serious because everybody should know this shit's serious. But there's, like I said, it's a bigger picture. ISIS, you know, whatever. Get off of that.
I feel you, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Yeah.
All right. So what time are we looking at right now? What time is it?
Let's see. 1 second. We are. Whoa. I don't know, cousin.
Lion ain't showing.
I don't know.
At least we know they can hear it.
Yeah, of course. We're on music break, man.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick music break. If you guys are watching on Facebook, you guys right here, y'all going to see what happens during the music break.
Nothing,
and all
man.
That good stuff.
And let's talk about
the arguments and shit.
This is a radio
song. Play.
Jack Cure, man. Jack Cure. Called Show Love. It's a great song.
Okay,
it's reggae. You don't know.
I do. I was watching you put the songs up.
This man don't
let's
know.
Let's not argue on the air.
All right.
We're back. Brother Randy Show, guys.
Let me love you and squeeze you, feel you, show.
cousin. Shaq, get everybody to get on Facebook and listen to the show.
Man, listen, man. These people are BSing with this whole get on here, look, listen to the show stuff.
I mean, this Facebook Live thing kind of kicking off a little bit. I'm excited about the 4 viewers we got right now.
Hey, shout out to Pete the Freak and his skinny ass.
He really ain't skinny. He's ass fat too. We got a big ass head. That's what he
got.
He's
got sumo wrestling when I see his ass. He keep making them fat comments. Listen, I'm about what, 210 right now. He was taking up some space, but that don't matter.
That nigga head about 210 by itself.
Yeah, I seen him. He's like always leaning to the side. I'm like, I really want to just be like, bro, you know, pick your head up. But I just
play. He can't help it, bro.
Yeah, I know how it is. You know, sometimes.
Anyway, this is the Real and Randy Show. Listen to us, go on our page and follow us, guys, at blogtalkradio.com/RealandRandy. Get on there, follow us. It's when you get on the website, it's gonna see a pink or a red follow sign. You click it, you can log in with your Facebook or you can log in with your Twitter. So either way it goes, you guys get on there, log in and follow our show. It'll give us an alert and we like to shout everyone out. Sometimes in the near future we're gonna do some prizes and stuff like that. We still owe a few cup people some t-shirts.
We do, man, but I got a hookup on those t-shirts. I don't know if you...
We got a hookup on t-shirts. We're going to start giving away official Rail and Randy t-shirts.
Also, we're going to start doing... me. I'm going to start doing those United t-shirts I was telling you
about.
Right,
yeah. That's a good idea.
I just got to make sure I can't, you know, I don't get sued by United Airlines. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I got
I got to finish up on the symbol and all that stuff. So. All
right, which one are we going to jump into? You want to jump into your segment or you want to jump into mine?
Yeah, let's jump in. Well, what do you want? Let's get into mine real quick.
All right.
Just because I feel like that's a good little... Did you say A-Rod was retiring? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, he's retired at the end of 2017 season.
Yikes. So. All right, cool. Anyways, my segment right now is about double standards. What I'm talking about is what set me off about this whole thing was I seen a video of a young black kid, probably 9 years old, twerking, dancing like a female, a young boy, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here thinking, like, why is this okay? Mm-hmm. Because if that was my daughter.
Or my daughter.
Anybody's daughter.
Or Clay's
their
daughter.
Father, their whoever, anybody in the stands is going to be like, man, she got to calm down, cut this out.
Being a little fast ass.
This dude was dancing real faggoty, which, hey, if that's, you know, what you got going on, you got that going on. But what I'm saying is, how is this okay and encouraged, clapping and, yeah, good job. How is this encouraged for a gay young boy and it's something that's frowned upon by a young girl? And I'm not saying that just to be a dick and say, oh, I oppose.
Well, let's not call him gay yet.
Well, what are they?
You know how you see little kids and you kind of be like, he might be a little sweet. So let's not call him. Yeah, let's say he was doing some feminine.
Man, you ever heard of this saying, you got to start from somewhere?
Yeah, that dude's definitely starting.
He started.
Okay.
He gay.
Yeah, all exactly. Right. He started from the bottom, and he's going to stay there and get
my opinion, these guys are going rant. My opinion about it is.
Let me go down the list. All right,
go for it.
So what I was saying is, would you let your daughter dance like that? If she's 9 years old, would you let her pop and twerk and this and that, right? And in like a school or
I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is.
Right. So would you let? I mean, that shit wouldn't happen.
No, not in my life.
I come out of there like Doug Flutie and throw the arm with no football and smack her in the head. You know what I'm saying? Like that'd be some legit shit. But I just see it as the kids have to learn that they have to respect themselves.
Right.
And what I say there is like. You're never going to have respect from other people until you respect yourself. And we've heard that through, you know what I'm saying, our whole lives. But that shit is real. If you don't respect yourself, you're going to sit up here and you're going to be able to be picked on, down, which is why it's such a struggle in the homosexual, transgender communities now is because, you know what I'm saying, these guys, they play the victim or whatever. And if somebody talks down, they act like, you know what I'm saying, like,
my life is over.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, you know, I don't know. I just think it's a cowardice thing to, you know, I was on the tangent in my head right there, but I didn't go on it.
You didn't.
I did.
I'm proud of you.
The double standard, is it okay for boys to dance like bitches, but not little girls?
Jesus Christ, bro. Is it okay? The question is it okay for little boys to dance like girls, like Beyonce?
I'm not saying bitches like girls. I mean bitches
worse,
and
bro.
Like.
Huh?
That's worse.
That's how he was dancing, bro.
That's
bitches is
that's
how
he
for women.
That's what he was dancing, bro. He was dancing like Beyonce. It's okay for your little 9-year-old, 10-year-old son to dance like Beyonce
promiscuously in a female manner.
But it's not okay for your daughter.
Right.
And I,
that's
me,
the double standard.
Yeah, yeah. I don't. That's not going down in my house. My daughter's not good.
Yeah.
My daughter, I don't care. If my daughter likes to dance, and she tells me at 6, 7 years old that she's telling me that she likes to dance and
mm-hmm.
it's professionally, and I sign up for a dance studio, there's still a limit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's different between choreographed dancing versus.
There's a difference between kid choreographed hip hop and adult choreographed hip hop.
Right, exactly.
There's a difference in. You know, grinding moves and this and you
right.
know what I'm saying. There's
like,
a difference in all
little,
that stuff.
It's a little video of this one little white girl and she was dancing and it was quite.
She gotta be white.
She was white, bro.
Why she gotta be white?
Because her why? Mom and dad probably.
Why
white.
That little boy had to be black? He always gives me shit about this. I say, you know that dude? What dude? The black dude? He's like, why you gotta be black? Nah,
yeah.
I say, come on.
Yeah.
But that's double standard right there.
What you mean?
Yeah.
She dancing. And it was pretty legit. I was like, man, that was pretty nice. She was like 8, 9 years old, but she had her choreographer there with somebody.
Right.
So I get it. But you know what I'm saying? I can't see myself allowing my daughter to dance like that all promiscuously
right.
in a stadium full of people and they clapping on because you know what I'm saying? It's a perception. Everything's a perception. The thing is, a lot of people don't understand this, but when you allow your kids to do certain things, especially on social media, people don't understand social media will kill you.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, and so you allow your kids to do stuff at an early age on social media and stuff like that. When they get older, start applying for jobs, they want to do something serious in life. People go back and look at that. That video is viral now, so that's not going anywhere. Somebody's gonna always be able to find that.
But see, this is my problem with the whole issue is homosexuality, transgender, trans anything, whatever. That is such a sensitive subject now.
Right.
And now, if a kid dances like that, like you know. Or whatever, and clearly kind of shows that he's on his path
right.
to, you know, playing with other, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha, bro.
Yeah, you got what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is it's such a sensitive subject that we let them get away with stuff. We wouldn't let other, you know, regular, quote-unquote, regular kids,
do,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? So that we got to stop that because, first of all, you see that from level – ground zero to all the way up through the gay community is you got these kids or whatever that are flamboyant. Now, when people are gay like that for, you know, they're doing it for a different purpose. They know that a certain type of gay guy is attracted to a different type of gay guy. You got that big buff dude that, you know, likes to manhandle his, you know, little partner and stuff. Look at Clay play. Hell yeah, I do that shit.
Oh, no, I don't do it, but now,
no.
Let's get one thing clear. We don't got nothing against gay people.
Yeah, that's true.
I love everybody.
Yeah, I don't. I just don't want you know what I'm saying, doing gay stuff to me. You know, I tried it twice and don't like it.
Nah, this red, man.
Nah, listen.
Oh, my God.
Listen, how it happened was I was in a sex ed class and a dude came in and said, hey, is anybody gay in here? If you are, stand up. And nobody stood up for a couple of seconds, and I stood up. And the guy said, are you gay? And I said, no, I was just sad because you were the only gay one in this class. He was standing up there. So I tried it out with him. I was 13. I didn't like that.
Another thing we're trying to – I don't know if it has any correlation to it, but I wrote this on your board up there. And I said we're going to speak on it a little bit. We were talking about the
fathers.
Yeah, fathers being absent in the home. I think that's a lot of the reason. Because what happens is they see the little boy's growing up when he has three sisters
right.
and he has a mom in the house and the dad's not there. So guess what he's seeing? He's seeing what his little sister does. He's seeing what his mom does.
Right.
So guess what he naturally does?
He either goes to the streets where he sees people, you know what I'm saying, out there, men,
yeah.
doing their thing, and you know how
right.
that is. Or he's in the house and he's turned out. That's why there's a lot of videos of like little gay black kids. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because there's such a higher percentage.
I got it right there on the board. I got it on the board.
Single
72% of black kids are born in homes with a single home, basically born out of wedlock. 72% of black kids
wow.
are born out of wedlock.
That's crazy.
And then what we did was because we wanted to really figure out, like, get down to the numbers, I wrote it all up there. You got, and this is the incarceration. No, no, no. Is that it?
That is
incarceration. The incarceration numbers. It's
in the jails.
In jails.
What makes up the jail is 58%
right. white. 58%
white. 38% black people, 2%
Native American,
and 1% Asian. Now, listen, let me tell you some truth to those statistics. In the population of America, 72% of the population is made up by white people.
Right.
17% is made up by black people,
mm-hmm.
right? So proportionately speaking, 38% of black people is a big deal.
Huge.
You get 30, not black people, but 38% of the prison population
yeah.
is a big deal. And proportionately speaking, it's a little out of whack. But 58% of white people, that's no small number either. Asians have got to start doing some heavy duty crimes, man. This
they're not doing anything.
They're bitches. I'm calling you Asians out right now. You motherfuckers better get up and start thugging, you little queers. I said queers, and we're talking about
like, I can't remember what those numbers were, but we had.
Where?
Was those the. Oh, that's what it was. I think it was a.
That was the single.
No, that was divorce rates.
Oh, divorce rates?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
I got to ask Jack again.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we wrote that down to give people like a perspective of things. Like, it's a lot of young black kids. It's not just black kids, it's young white boys, girls, and Hispanics growing up in these single parent homes with these mothers. So when you see that type of stuff, you know, it's kind of heartbreaking a little bit because. Like everybody needs both parents in the home.
True.
Even though sometimes some stuff don't work out and you can't, but at the same time, though, it has an effect. Whether you want to believe it or not, it has an effect on the
kids. It definitely does, man. You can't, the thing with the whole double standard segment I wanted to get across was we can't forget these kids' age.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
True.
Regardless of what they're doing, you're not going to allow a 10-year-old to sit there and drink brews with you. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to allow certain stuff. And we shouldn't allow gay people or homosexual people, same thing, transgender people, transsexual, whatever. We can't let them get away with things just because of what they are. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
If you want your rights, you got your rights. You can have them. But if we're going to be held to a standard as quote unquote normal people, then we need you to be held to that same standard regardless. Like, Michael Sam kissing somebody, that don't matter to me because if I got drafted, I'd kiss my wife too.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not worried about that.
That.
I didn't either,
that's
but a lot of people made a big deal about that,
not.
Right?
I mean, it's the reason. It's the NFL and people weren't used to it.
Right, exactly. You're right. People weren't used to it.
Yeah.
Now, see, we can't get used to kids at 9 years old dancing like this. We got to kind of nip that in the bud. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. That's the whole double standard thing. For me, I'm raising a son. If he sees a 9-year old, he looks up to a 9-year old and he's doing that. Buddy, I'm telling you, I'm gonna have to start punching little kids and going to jail. So, anyways,
I cannot
that's what
remember
I
what those percentages were, but I need to find out.
We're gonna go to break real quick, man. This is the Rel and Randy Show. We appreciate you guys listening.
Taylor said, Taylor, she said, the guy in the back is cracking me up. He looks like he's high and his mind is fucking blown. Laugh a lot, preaching though.
What
makes a lot of sense? Huh?
What's wrong with him though? I mean,
that was like,
everything she said, right? It's true. It's
yeah,
true.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
That's
like, what's wrong with him again? Like,
that's why I let it out. I want them to know what she's talking about. She's like, he look high.
I'm just pissed off. We aren't on the same level as this guy. You know what I'm saying?
This is our boy Clay. He comes in the show. He's like our mediator at some point.
It's just my brother, man. Brother from another mother, man.
Yeah, he is.
So,
right here, Clay.
It's a whole family affair in this thing.
Number one wide receiver in Lake County Storms.
Rel and Randy Show, man, broadcasting live from the Center State Studios. Call in, number 516-418-5758. Email reloandrando@gmail.com. We're going to head out to a break. You guys need to give us a call. We're going to jump into Rel's segment here. But right now, we're going to play a little. What do you want to play, man?
Bro, play my Mad Cobra.
Please.
Mad Cobra, guys. Flex by Mad Cobra.
Here we go.
Baby love, explain yourself, baby girl. Lead out, lead out, lead out, lead out. Tell it, girl, flick. Time to have sex. Long time you have the road, boy, you have sweet girl, flick. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road, boy, you have sweet her other way. Out of patience, love it she get, that will be sufficient. Her other way, till I can't wait no more. X amount of loving, I score me a little. Just so you she knock on the door.
little touch and me no want not no more girl flicks. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road why you sweat girl flicks. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road why you push it rich. I could smell a perfume. I could no wait to get her in the room before she reach. I could smell a perfume. I could no wait to get her in a feel like a surgeon. Be a surgery, but I would be little girl and charge me for perjury. Action with the injection, worky, worky, girl according to plan, girl flicks. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road wire, sweet girl flicks. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road wire. Know me ready, can't tickle up me fancy. Skin to skin, profound the surgery, know me ready. Ain't no wasting no time. Reach your climax, girl, anytime. Know me ready. Receive what me have a gave. Good loving every day that you live. Ready, girl, let's go for it. Agony, girl, from start to finish, girl, flex. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road wire, sweet girl, flex. Time to have sex. Look how long she have the road wire. She not go late again. When she remember what we around, when make me life. She'll be always early for me to perform a longer surgery. Make me life. I can't count on that. Surgery knife a slice it like a flesh a girl flick. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road wire, sweet girl flick. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road wire. She get, that will be sufficient. I'd rather wait till I can wait no more. X amount of loving heart for me a little situation upon the door. Just to touch me no one up no more. Girl,
I sent that out to my wife, man. You're going to get me in trouble again.
The last song was dedicated to Taylor.
I think she's mad because I told her that one lady had a hotline voice.
Oh, come on, Lady Lady Salazar. That's my daughter.
Sal, I just called her Sal.
That's what I call in class, Sal.
Yeah, so.
All right. Cool.
We back at it, man. We right here.
Shout out to Cody Pratt.
Yeah, Cody, what up, man? We got a lot of people on that Joker today,
bro,
man.
It's starting to kick up. 7 viewers right now.
Hey, I hope you guys are listening on the website, man. Like Rel said, man, hit us up. The Rel and Randy Show. blogtalkradio.com/Rel, the letter N, Randy. We love you guys. We want you to follow, but hey, it's really up to you. It really don't take too much to get on there.
It don't.
To follow, you know what I'm saying? I got to go get a dang haircut, man. I got to start dressing. If we're going to do videos, I got to start dressing, man.
The link is on my Facebook page. I post it every day. We're doing a show. Our next show will be Friday. We do it Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays at 5 o'clock. So you guys make sure you tune in to the Rel and Randy Show right now.
Let's jump right into your segment, man.
Right, yeah, right now we're going to jump into the my segment, and it's the proper and improper relationships while you're in a relationship.
Friendship while in a relationship.
Excuse me.
It's a good topic.
Yeah, it is.
I don't understand it yet, but we're going to get there.
Well, okay. You know, all right. The reason I thought about it was because you know how people say you in a relationship with someone and they have a best friend.
Yeah.
And let's say sometimes this is my whole point. If you have a best friend when you're in a relationship, girl or female,
mm-hmm.
your significant other should be
trump them.
Should trump them, and they should. I think that your friend should want to know who your significant other is.
Right.
I think when you try to hide that, or it's kind of like, well, especially guys, I'm going to be real because I've been on both sides of the pool. I don't been friends with a chick I know for a fact I beat down and she in a relationship, but I don't really care. You know what I'm saying? And I never had any desire.
Hashtag morals.
Yeah. I had no desire in trying to be cool with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if you're going to have, if it's a true friend, a true best friend,
right,
you should want to be involved in her significant other's life, his or her. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? You should, you know, and guess what? And when your significant other says, well, who is your homegirl? Who is your homeboy? It shouldn't be an issue. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
Because what happens is something y'all break
Jazz up. Jazz was only questioned if me and Clayton were gay like 18 times. That's it. I chill with this guy
And, you know,
yeah,
she, you know, hey, well, shout out Blue Diamond Peanuts.
My boy,
not
on
peanuts.
These, my boy on these Blue Diamond Peanuts right
yeah,
now.
Cousin.
You guys can check
bro,
them out.
You said that I had the mic like this.
So, yeah, so, I mean, you got to, what I'm trying to say is people got to be, you got to be cautious about that because a lot of stuff, well, my, especially women, you have to know the intent of a guy that's saying he's your friend. You know what I'm saying? Because I have a lot of female friends that I'm really cool with that
right.
I have no desire to mess with. And they're legit friends. You know what I'm saying? And so, and guess what? So they was like, hey, would you like to meet my significant other, my husband, my boyfriend? I'd be
right.
like, yeah, cool. But guess what? I ain't got no intent on like that.
Yeah.
So that's how you can, you know, gauge.
That's
if
why
it's
you
a
get ugly friends.
Exactly.
You get yeah. ugly girlfriends. And if you're a girl, vice versa, you get ugly guy friends. And be
there
like, hey, who's Jerome? That
yeah.
bitch. Whoa.
And when it comes to.
Is he 40? No. 26? God damn, he looks horrible.
Nothing to worry about, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
And. When it comes to marriages, though, it's really big in marriage, you know, because what happens is, like Jad was saying the other night, she was like, some people be like, I'm not going to, I've been friends with them before we got together and married, this and that, so I'm not, it's not about, you know, trying to, who's more important.
Right.
Or not. When you get married, that person is way more important.
Yeah.
And we looked up the divorce rate, and it's 40 and 50% of marriages end in divorce.
Not mine.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of them is because of that reason. Someone steps outside of that relationship.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so you just want the whole point of my segment is you have to be cautious of these friends that everyone's saying.
Friends, you're
because,
right. Yeah.
And it's not that you don't know because it's I know some people that are like innocent and have like a legit friend, but they don't know the intent of their friend.
Right.
And that's what you got to be careful.
Maybe that's why my parties are always sausage fest because I invite all my real deal homies and then like. Then no chick show up.
No chick.
That's
show
why
up.
I got you, and you don't invite any. Hey, whoever
I ain't got any
whoever
party.
Doesn't have a penis on this whole Facebook thing, you guys are welcome to the party. My wife's not gonna get mad. I'm gonna be with her all night, so you won't offend her. You won't do any of that stuff, which is a good point, man. Because when you're talking about that, it kind of makes sense. And I was actually flashing to that scene. There's always like if we go out, there's always females. There's always whatever. And, yeah, Google man, even me being fat, I might get a couple glances, this and that, you know. But never in my mind do I ever flash to, man, I beat that down. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Like, seriously, though. You know what I'm saying? I could look at a girl and be like, man, she's pretty. But that's pretty much as far as it goes. But, it, like, with a woman, you like, if you're just dating, your friends and her are kind of on the same level because you're trying her out. You know what I'm
right.
saying? You want to see if you – want to cut your friends off from, you know, some stuff with this person. If you can handle her more than, you know, mm-hmm. anything else, like, I should have rethought that. No, I'm kidding.
No, you're good, bro.
But, what I'm saying is, I'm sitting up, Jazz is in there, listening to the show. He's going to come back here and stab me.
Right, right back.
Yeah. But, what I'm saying is, like, if you jump into marriage, you better be willing to sacrifice a lot of these quote-unquote friendships that can cause problems in your relationship and, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I think that there's such a horrible divorce rate in the United States because a lot of people aren't willing to sacrifice certain things. I'm a stubborn dude. I'm not willing to sacrifice a lot of stuff, but I damn sure I'm willing to sacrifice something that's going to give me love, longevity. You know what I'm saying? Something
right.
that I can hold on to. If I look back at, you know, me and my wife's marriage or even our relationship, we've been together for a long time. And if I just blow that shit away, I'm gonna feel like a fool because I know I'll never love another woman like I love my wife.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So all those temptations out there in the world don't mean shit to me. You know, they don't hold weight to what I have now. You get what I'm saying? So that's, for me, that's why it's such an important thing for me to stay strong.
This will,
go
ahead.
You know, go ahead.
Right.
Go
this,
ahead.
Is what I say. This is what I tell people all the time. This is what I tell people all the time. Girls.
Right.
They'd be like, oh, he's just my friend. He's just my friend. I'm like, you know how you want to find out if you're a friend or not? Your true friend.
Right.
If he really just your friend, nothing else, that's your friend, hit him up, ask him if he's going to come over and beat one night.
Beat what?
Beat the coup.
Yeah,
you say,
but you know where
no, no, but I'm just saying, it's some people, I say,
no, yeah, what's
the
divorce?
Friends,
what's the divorce?
And I say, nah, I got one thing right now, I've told her. For years. No, you're
what's
my
the
friend.
Divorce
I respect
rate?
That. 40 to 50%.
40 to 50% of dudes be like, I'll be right there.
That's what I'm
you
saying.
Know
what I'm saying? But they calling yourself, oh, I'm just your friend. We just best friends. And you got to do, though. That's what I'm saying. If you're in a relationship and you want to find out if your male best friend or your female best friend is really your friend, tell me you want to knock it, you want to beat it down.
And
if they jump on it, they really not your friend because they don't care about your relationship.
Yeah, you know, then you got to let them smash or it's going to be rape because the guy's going to get there and be like, yeah, she told me this and that.
I'm
going to go here and I'm going to beat it down. And then I'm going to show the guy in the courtroom and be like, listen, she told me I want you to come beat this thing down. You know what I'm saying? Like it owes you money. And then when you get there, you do all your bit. Just tell them, listen, man, I was just testing you. You got the coup, please never come out here again.
That's what you do. You want to test if your friend, whether female or male, really is your true friend or not. And you're in a relationship. Let's say you're in a relationship. All you got to do is say, hey, me and so-and-so got in an argument. I'm really not feeling it tonight. You know, I really need someone, blase, blase, and I want you to beat it down. If
last
he's over there like that.
Get our last thoughts out here, man. If you guys want to call in real quick, got about 5 minutes remaining in the show. It's 516-418. 5758, and we really would just like to talk to you guys as far as just say hey,
say
do whatever.
Say within 10 minutes, probably less than that. He'll probably break his damn neck trying to get there.
Who's that? Don't worry about it.
Colwell said, no, I'll tell you.
Oh yeah, yeah.
My boy Colwell said, I thought I was your only white friend.
Man,
no, not really. I still
man,
love
cousin.
You, Colwell.
Anyways, last thoughts, guys. Call in, say what's up. 516-418-5758. And if you guys, like I said, want to talk about anything, hit us up in our email. If you don't want your name disclosed or whatever, we can definitely keep you guys protected as far as that goes. Email is reloandrando@gmail.com. Twitter, Rel and Randy. IG, Rel and Randy. Facebook is www.facebook.com/Rel and Randy. Check us out.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we appreciate you guys listening big time. Seriously, we're a new show. We're trying to get off the ground, trying to gain some traction. We definitely appreciate whoever listens. And like Rel said earlier on in the show, we're going to start doing T-shirts. We're going to start doing bands. We're going to start doing all sorts of stuff just to kind of keep you guys motivated and show our appreciation because we seriously, you know, we do it for you guys, but we, you know, at the same time, we kind of do it for ourselves. And just to see you guys getting some type of, you know, gratification or whatever you want to call it off of the show. It's great. And sometimes it's cool just to have people call and get things off their mind because we've gotten into some cool topics.
We got a caller.
We do have a caller. Here we
go.
Check this out. Ready? Oh boy. You ready?
Yep.
Stay strong. Here we go.
Who is it?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
I don't think it's good that you're on here telling everybody that your wife is crazy. You the damn crazy one.
She's talking to Drell. She's not talking to me. Who is this?
Motherfucker. I'm talking to Howard, okay?
Okay. By her name, Howard.
Cody said he's going to design the logos for our shirts if we'll let him.
I'll talk to him about that United concept, too. But everybody knows you're not crazy.
In relationships, it's not even about it being crazy. It's about how men, when we tell y'all, we're like, hey, this girl has a thing for you. And you guys are always like, no, that's my friend. What's going to happen is you and your friend going to get beat the fuck up.
Well, Jazz, you got to worry about it because
Like you're talking about friends. I have this thing. It's like you can be a fan of my husband. Bitch, just don't come off the bleachers. That's all. That's all they need. You know?
Jazz says,
listen, babe, I'm not saying
all the bleachers to it.
Yeah, listen, babe, I'm not saying you're crazy. I'm saying you're crazy in love with me. Listen, I'd go ISIS on people for you, babe. I really would. But anyway. I'll see you in about 5 seconds, babe. I'm going to come in there, but we're going
to
close the show out.
Bye. Martin,
bye,
Gina.
Man, you watch too much
what up,
Martin,
son?
Man.
I miss you too, nigga.
I be watching Martin like crazy.
Hey, last calls for calls, 516-418-5758. You got anything you want to say before we close out?
I want to shout out everyone that listened. That was Jazz Amanda. I want to shout out everybody that was on Facebook today that joined in, listened to it. We had 8 viewers. I mean, that's a big deal to us because we appreciate everybody we have on the show and that's watching. This is our first time trying this Facebook Live. It went pretty good, if you ask me. So thank you, everybody that watched on Facebook.
Definitely.
Here you go. I'm going to do a quick look around the room. appreciate it. So we about to log on off, call it a night. See you on Friday. Friday, blogtalkradio.com/Rel and Randy. We'll be back on Friday at 5:00. Don't miss it.
Hey, we're going to call some people.
Peace.
We're going to call some people next time, make sure. But right now, man, we're going to let Rihanna and Drake take us out with Work in honor of our new style of fuck it. This is
Reggae Wednesday. Reggae Wednesday, man.
Yeah, man. All right.
Goodbye. We'll see you Friday.
Leggy. Appreciate you guys.
Hey, I'm still going.
Friday, 5 o'clock. Be here. Be square.
Hey, I'm still going with the Facebook Live.
That's
man.
Good.
This shit,
work. You see me, I be work. You see me do me dirt. And some of that work. When you walk a line, I'm in the cafe, my
dry
me, I deserve it. No time to have you lurking. You make a like, man, you don't like it. You know I dealt with you the night. Nobody touched me in the right. Nobody text me in a crisis. I believe all of your dreams are the reason. You took my heart, all my keys, all my vision. You took my heart, I'ma leave a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had. Something that you never seen. Something that you never been. Mm-hmm. But I wake up and Ellen, nothing's wrong. Just get ready for work. You see me, I be work. You see me do me dirt. And some of that work. Na-na-na-na-na-na. When you walk out, na-na-na-na-na-na. Before the table turn. Beg you something, please. Baby, don't you leave. Don't leave me stuck here in the streets. If I get another chance to, I will never neglect you. I mean, who am I to hold your best against you? I just hope that it gets to you. I hope that you see this through. I hope that you see this through. What can I say? Please recognize I'm trying.
Yeah, okay. You need to get done at work. Come over. We just need to slow the motion. Don't get out of the way to no one. Long distance, I need you. When I see potential, I just gotta see it through. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. I don't wanna rush into it if it's too soon. But I know you need to get done as you come over. Sorry if I'm way less friendly. I got niggas tryna end me off. Yeah. I spilled all my emotions tonight. I'm sorry. Rolling. How many more shots until you're rolling? We just need a face to face. You could pick a time and a place. You spend some time away. Now you need to forward and give me all
work.
Why can't y'all just get plain almonds? They're really good.
Oh, shit.